We're already pretty partial to a Friday, but a happy one to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
I was expecting a little bit more like that, a little more umph from him. Brian Luke can't do it all.
America.
Dang Skippy.
It is the 27th day of the second month of 2026. Running out of February. 58 in, 307 left to go. March begins on Sunday. Texas Independence Day is on Monday. Yeah. We got 9 days until daylight saving time starts. That is not this, but next weekend will Springford. 18 days until St. Paddy's Day.
Yes.
39 until Easter.
Candy.
Today is otherwise known as the candy of the fruit world, Strawberry Day.
Oh, yeah.
I like the strawberry flavor, but I think the strawberry in and of itself is overrated. And that's, I'm going to hang my hat on that.
I can see why you would think that, but I think it's also so rare that we got a good, fresh, sweet strawberry in the store. That you may be a little jaded.
Well, you got to be like that person that goes and then we'll just park it in front of it where the strawberries are and open every container and like squish them with their hands and then put them back after they don't like them.
That's delicious.
I like that person a lot.
No, that's not our friend.
It is, National Retro Day.
Hey.
We're pretty into that around here.
All right.
It's National Kahlua Day.
I think that means, according to HR, you get to put it in your coffee all morning long without any retribution from management. No getting in trouble.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the show should be really interesting by about 7:30, I give it. It is National Cigar Day.
Sometimes it's just that.
It's National Pokemon Day.
I still don't get that after all these years.
30 years of Pokemon.
It's no cards less. And it's an app and you got to go find it and Justin Bieber plays it. I don't know.
You got to collect them all. And it's also International Polar Bear Day.
Aw.
Come give
me a hug and then you'll kill me. Thank you.
Yeah, give it a Coca-Cola though.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they like.
It's no Kahlua.
On this date in 1827, the first ever Mardi Gras celebration was held in New Orleans. A little late on that. But they were the first, so I guess they were early. 1883, it's Cigar Day because cigar rolling machines were invented on this date in 1883.
No more by hand.
1951, the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, and that limited presidents to only 2 terms.
They don't know what they're doing. Do you understand that?
I know. He does not agree with that.
We'll see what happens there.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Dot, dot, dot. On this date, 1974, People magazine debuted.
Now it's just People. There's no more magazine.
I think it still exists, though, on newsstands.
I'm sure it does.
Not that newsstands technically still exist.
That reminds me, I have to go to the dentist today, and I'm going to get caught up from December.
Yeah. Yeah, they never update those. 1992, Tiger Woods, at age 16, becomes the youngest PGA golfer. We've had an odd amount of Sade news this week, which is weird even for this show.
It's because you're so contagious with being a smooth operator.
1997 is when she got arrested for disobeying a police officer.
You know, I think you may really have to try to get arrested in Jamaica.
On this date, I can't imagine that being a good place to get arrested. Golly. On this date, unfortunately, 2 big ones we lost. 2003, Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, to you. And on this date in 2015, we lost the great Leonard Nimoy.
Spock.
On this weekend, tomorrow in 1692, the Salem witch hunt began. On the same date, 1854, the Republican Party was formed.
Huh. That's enough out of you.
No,
sir.
I'm not saying anything. 1885, AT&T was incorporated. I got a lot to say to them.
Ma Beck.
Can't get them on the phone.
Break it up.
Good luck. Hardest people to get on the phone are the phone company. Friday birthday cakes. J-Wow from the Jersey Shore is 41 today. They were a thing for a minute.
Yeah.
Josh Groban. He'll raise you up. 45. He's also pretty funny. Chili from TLC is 55. And the great Howard Hessman would have been 86.
Oh, Dr. Johnny Fever.
Tomorrow, Luka Doncic is 27.
Still a maverick in my heart.
Well, I beg to differ. Jason Aldean tomorrow is 49. Allie Larder, she's in Landman, 50. And then the lead singer of Train is 57. They were a thing for a minute, too. Yeah,
he's really deep. He'll tell you so.
Is that right? Have you met him?
Yeah.
Did you cry some drops of Jupiter or something like that?
No, but I did used to intro that song with some interesting references about a different planet that you've mentioned a number of times this week.
Not that one. Not that one. Mario Andre, greatness, is 86 tomorrow.
He's
on
fast.
Sunday. Speaking of, the Beeb is 32. Justin Bieber is 32.
He's so pretty.
Kesha is 39. Zach Morris, Mark Paul Gosselaar, is 52 on Sunday.
Say by the bell.
Javier Bardem is 57.
He is so romantic.
Greatness of Booker T is 61. Ron Howard is 72.
From Opie to world famous director.
Catherine Bach is 72.
Daisy Duke, watch out for the quicksand. If we learned anything in the 80s, you got to be careful.
And then The Who's Roger Daltrey is 82 on Sunday.
Who?
No. No, that's
Herschel.
What's that?
It's Heather.
The whole weekend.
KB.
And then happy birthday to Elle's best friend, Cassie, tomorrow.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Which means
she was crying at your wedding because she was so happy for your beautiful bride.
A lot of people were. Stop it. Stop it.